It is time for another edition of the At Your Service podcast. We're part of the Branson Podcast Network. We welcome you in. Scott McCauley here in the Grand Country Studio. I tell you what, it's great to kind of be back on the podcast circuit. We had, of course, we've still been doing our weekly visits with the Missouri Department of Conservation, and we had a lot of great information, including on the last podcast. We talked about it was the opening day of the catch and keep trout season over in Cassville at Roaring River State Park, and by all accounts, just a lot of numbers over there, and we'll continue that series. But we actually, in fact, last time we did a Stone County Community Health Coalition podcast before last week, it was last year. Literally, it was December. And so when Monica Miller showed up last week to do our final podcast with the Galena Public Health class from Galena High School, it is true that we both had name tags on. It took a couple of minutes, but we did recognize each other. And finally, we were able to get into the flow, right, and realize that we hadn't done this
Christmas,
in so long.
Happy New Year.
Right.
And so all now, of that. That was so weird.
And now all of a sudden here we're doing a second one in 2 weeks. It's like,
right,
boy, we are
and
back.
And Easter is around the corner.
And,
and we changed
the
times this weekend.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the other thing, too, we were talking about, because when we do this series, we're getting ready to start our series with the Branson GoCaps program.
Yes.
That's always the kind of the signal of the light of the end of the tunnel at the end of the school year, which also means spring is coming, and the
That's
consistent
right.
60 to 70 degree weather, if it'd like to stay around, is more than welcome.
It's wonderful.
It's wonderful. So.
Even if I have to keep scratching my eyeballs, but it's okay. I don't mind the
allergies. Been kind of,
They're acting up. That I got to see my first cedar tree when it did that burst that it does. And so
is that a good news bad news thing for you?
It's neat to see, but then the ramifications of that are I'm really allergic to cedar, as it turns out. So
it's like eating that great meal, then realizing, oh wait a minute, that's why I don't eat it often, because of what it does to my stomach. So
that's
so then
those
you go
onions. We're getting older, Scott. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, and this is, and by the way, on these podcasts, we should let everyone know that the average age of the podcast is certainly spiked up because Monica and I are parts of it.
Correct.
But
and then we have the young folks
the young guns,
with us. Yes.
Exactly right. Hey, yes, it is exciting that we're getting ready to start the GoCaps.
Yes.
This program has been such a great one to talk about, and we've had other projects outside of this with the GoCaps program. We've been one of those businesses that they have
that host.
And that
good
host,
for you
and
guys.
It's really a good. It's really a good thing. Why has GoCaps become such a valuable member of the coalition for you?
For us, I think it keeps us grounded in the needs of the community. And when we first heard about it through the chamber years and years ago, Kristen's first year, Pam and I came over and met with the chamber, and there were many people at the table. And that's when it was strictly the medical strand, which are the students that we're talking to today first. But basically, just that tie to health, and anybody that we can get interested in public health, we're all about. So originally, Reed Spring was included in that, and there aren't always Reed Spring students that are involved, but I've been so committed, and as an educator for so many years, once they moved to the education strand and the business strand, I just think it is vital for adults that are coming together to serve our community that we include youth.
Being a former educator, well, and you're not really a formal educator, you still are educating all the time, but you're
official
in the
classroom. Yeah, my classroom is all over the place.
What about this model of learning compared to the model of learning that you and I were used to? It just seems like it's so much more expansive.
It really is. I did move here from Hawaii, and we had, I was an English classroom teacher there, and we did have the kids do a lot of project-based learning, which I'm a huge fan of. But we also did a lot of outdoor learning and a lot of service learning. So it aligns really with my personal style of teaching. But then the idea that, I'm going to say kids. I know you're not kids in your eyes, but anybody under, 30 is a kid to Scott and I because of our age. So don't be offended.
Pretty soon it's getting to 40.
Right.
Go ahead.
Let's
go
wait
ahead.
On that, Scott. Let's simmer down. Simmer down, buddy. I just think that it really aligns with truly the best brain research that's out there. So if you have kids that are really interested in something, they're going to learn a lot more. They're going to move forward, and they're already kind of established for their careers. If they choose something in the medical biz, I mean, they have valuable experiences. And then if they learn, hey, I don't think I want to be a neurologist like I originally thought. Maybe I want to be a family practitioner. Great. Maybe they don't want to be in medical. Maybe they want to go the next year. Now, these are seniors, but and try the education strand. There's just so much value to it. And it's just so nice to see that our area has embraced that kind of learning style.
And it's really fun. It's always one of the fun times for us when we get to host GoCamp students. I know, right. We need to get some information out about the coalition. We'll kind of save that for the end, because
absolutely,
we might as well introduce the stars of the show. Monica,
yes,
if you'll do the honors.
Okay, so we have Cassandra, who's going to be sharing about her quarter one, two, and three projects, just highlights of what really stood out for her so far this school year. And then Randolph is going to be talking about, they do a passion project. It's called a capstone project, which is very, you know, collegiate based. So again, advanced learning, advanced professional studies, and he's going to share about what he's been doing. And then of course, Mrs. Rowe is going to kind of give you the whole scoop on what's kind of happened with the medical strand with GoCaps this year. She's amazing. I know the kids love her. And these are just her a morning student. She also has an afternoon class, so she's a busy, busy lady. And I love that she's a Stone County lady. I know she teaches in Taney, but that's okay. She's still a Stone County girl at heart, so
we,
you know that.
We have a lot of people that go back and forth, but
yes,
we were just having that conversation. Well, you know, Sheila Thomas from the Chamber, she was on,
yes,
Ozarks Now here a couple of days ago, and
I missed that.
Yeah, we talked about, we were talking about the continual transfer of people between Taney and Stone County, where they're living, you know, recreation,
driving,
whatever the case
working,
may be.
Yes.
So it definitely is kind of almost one big
thing.
Did
family. She talk about their new building that's so beautiful? You know, it's that old
she
Simmons
did.
Bank. Okay.
Yeah, over there, just off of DD and
13. Yeah, it's beautiful.
It is.
I'm so happy for them.
Absolutely.
Okay, sorry, Cassandra.
Cassandra
we
Randolph.
We got a little excited with our chamber for a minute, but you are more than welcome to share what you have going. Well, he'll lead you.
Yeah, we'll say first off, good morning, and thank you for coming over today. We appreciate you being here.
Yeah, of course. Thanks
and,
for having me.
And we did mention that you were this is actually your second appearance in the studio. You were here, as we're recording this on the 6th, you were here about a week ago to visit the Upside program for Matilda. Is that the name of the play you all did?
Yeah,
did that went pretty well, didn't it?
It went really well, yeah. We had a lot of people come out and watch all four shows. We sold out Friday night, which was super cool. It was really a good last show. I love that show so much. It has a special place in my heart.
What'd you play?
I played Mrs. Wormwood, so Matilda's terrible mother.
So you played against type is what I'm hearing.
Yeah,
right,
but okay. She was so much fun. She was a lot of fun. Such a big character.
And Monica was telling me you played a little tennis, too?
Yeah, I do
play
tennis.
You were on the tennis team?
Yeah.
So that's a fall sport, as I recall.
Yeah.
A lady pirate tennis player. Did you play all 4 years?
I did play all four years. I've been playing for most of my life. My whole family plays. So.
Well, on top of everything else you're doing, you got involved with GoCaps. And this is, and Randolph, stand by, because you're going to get these same questions here in a few moments when we get to you. But what was it that led you to go into the GoCaps program to get interested in it?
So I knew that I wanted to study something medical-wise, whether it would be what I chose to go into as a career or maybe as like a fallback if I chose theater, because I didn't really know what I wanted to do. So I decided to sign up because I knew that either way, medical would be an option.
Right.
So I signed up and I did my interview with Miss Rowe, and the main reason I joined was so I could do all the job shadowing experiences, so I could see kind of what I liked and what I didn't like medically wise. So
yeah.
I kind of have a really good idea of what I...
So what do you think? What are you thinking now after you've gone through this? Where are you going to go career-wise?
Career-wise, I definitely do want to try theater. I think I would regret it if I didn't. But if that doesn't work out, I'm thinking cosmetics, so like dermatology, surgical dermatology, mm-hmm, stuff like that.
So we'll put it down. Best role for her... a medical drama play. That would work out. You would have experience there.
Yeah.
So, absolutely. So tell me a little bit about some of the places that you have been seeing and visiting during your experience in GoCaps as far as shadowing.
So shadowing-wise, I've been to the laboratory at the hospital, so where they run a bunch of blood tests and stuff like that. I really liked that area because I'm a really big science girl. I like chemistry, so I really did enjoy that. I've job shadowed in cardiology with Dr. Barrios, and he was really good at explaining everything and how everything in the heart worked and quizzing me. That way I knew what I was talking about and what he was talking about. And then recently I got done shadowing in the cardiology cath lab where they put in left heart catheters and do some surgeries, which was really cool to get to see almost every day. I really did enjoy that one. And then right now I'm at Faith Community Health, kind of
a lot of great folks over there.
Just kind of following around and seeing what it's like over there.
Yeah. Do you feel like you've learned a lot and opened your eyes to a lot of things being a part of that?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I've learned a lot of really good skills. TCAD has been really helpful in teaching us a lot of different things. We have our CPR certification, good for 2 years. We've learned how to start an IV, how to stop a gunshot wound. We've learned quite a few life-saving skills, which is really cool.
So, Cassandra, talk a little bit about the projects. And again, you do different projects each quarter. And, of course, we're in the, I guess we're wrapping up 3, going into 4, somewhere in that area right now, I would have guessed, right? So tell us about what happened the first 3 quarters and some of the stuff you guys did.
So everybody has a different project that they work on with one or more classmates. And for me, I worked with my other classmate, Brianna, and we actually didn't do anything medical-wise. We worked on marketing and advertising for the new fire strand this year. So we did end up job shadowing with a fire station, and it was very hands-on and very physical, which was super fun. We both really enjoyed it. And we got a lot of photo and video material. So we're working on putting together like a little video that we can have playing at the high school, like in the cafeteria. That way we can like make kids interested and want to sign up for that. So our end goal for that was to just get people to sign up, as many students to sign up for the fire strand as we could, which I'm pretty sure we had quite a few signups for this year, which is super
cool. Very nice.
Kind of getting people involved in fire and police work and those new strands.
Well, and, you know, even though it may not be directly related to medical, there are certainly some overlap there in two different areas. One, because obviously if you're in police and fire, you're going to be having some basic first aid and those type of things. But the other thing, and sometimes people don't realize it, in any profession that you have, there is, I do radio. I mean, that's what I do. But we have a marketing department. We have a traffic department. We have business department. So there's other aspects that go into it. So that's kind of giving you that well-rounded feature there. You told me you thought that obviously with signups on the fire department, fire strand, that sounded pretty good, didn't it?
Yeah. It involves a lot of different people. There's people who train new firefighters. There's the mechanics who drive the fire truck and work all the tools and stuff like that. There's the actual firefighters who will go into the buildings or go and help people. There's the medics who will do all the medical side of it. So there's a lot of different aspects, which I really liked about it. I like the medical part specifically just because I like the idea of helping people out whenever they don't know how to help themselves. So it was just a really good experience. I feel like getting to see a different points of views and something that I would never even consider. And then getting more people involved that wouldn't consider it either. And then showing like, hey, like you could do this and it's very similar to what you want to do and you could end up liking it a lot more than you think.
Well, and that was just that the project you did last year, right? Last semester. So anything else that's kind of stood out for you in the first 3 quarters of the year?
Project-wise, that's been my only project, but I've really enjoyed it. I work in marketing and advertising for my family's restaurant, so it's something that I enjoy and I know I'm good at. So I've really been liking that for my project. And then I just really like training and job shadowing and getting to learn different skills. Like I said earlier, I really like whenever we're at TCAD because I know that it's going to be a fun, interactive, and good learning experience for all of us. So,
All right. Well, I tell you what, well presented. And yes. That's been very good. And you survived two trips to our Grand Country studio. So that is very good indeed. Well, very well done and appreciated. And we are now going to visit with our other guest here. Randolph is also a part of our program today. Randolph, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Move the microphone just a little bit closer to you, if you wouldn't mind there, and tell me. Now, okay, we'll get this out of the way. So you were involved in wrestling, right? And we were talking outside.
Yes, I wrestled. It was my first year wrestling.
It was your first? How did you like that?
Oh, I love wrestling.
Yeah. What weight class did you wrestle in?
I was in the heavyweight class.
In the heavyweight class. Well, very interesting. And that's, I tell you what, in wrestling, and I should say tennis too, but those are two of the programs at Branson. It's really had some success, and it's been really fun to follow. How did you end up in the GoCaps program?
Oh, so I wanted to become a pediatrician for a long time.
Right.
So I wanted to find something out to see what my future career looked like. So when I heard about GoCaps, I was like, oh, that's a really good program. So I joined it, and I absolutely love it, and it's changed my professional side of me. Like, mm-hmm. It's given me professional basement. Like, it gave me, like, some idea what my career gonna look like, what I'm gonna finding on the future, and other stuff that is pretty much like amazing.
Oh, well, it sounds like you've already gotten a lot out of it. Talk a little bit about some of the places you've job shadowed at.
Oh, my first job shadow was the emergency room, which is, I absolutely love it, because
I bet that stayed pretty active, didn't it?
Yes, absolutely love it. And I job shadowed to the radiology, which mm-hmm. is, I love it too, because it's pretty much like going around, take some pictures, x-rays, and send them to the radiologist, which is absolutely amazing. And my favorite one was to shadow Dr. Fengborn. He's an orthopedic surgeon. Mm-hmm. So I really love it, because it's amazing to see our people in our community, trusted high school student, to working with them to see what they're doing, to give them a point of view of what the medical side look like, which is a lot of people didn't want to do that because they're scared, but mm-hmm. but we see that they trust us, and it's that we need in our community.
It's really nice to be able to get information really from the source in this case, isn't it? I mean, you get that information, you get kind of a knowledge of it. And I know, actually, Dr. Finkbone, when my wife broke her arm several years ago, that was the surgeon that worked on that. And we have apologized many times to Dr. Finkbone, to my wife's, maybe she was a little upset when she first met him because she just broke her arm and just in a lot of pain. But he really did a lot to kind of take her through that and had a successful surgery. And I guess that's one of the things, when you see those things, you realize that there's a lot of good that can come out of being in the medical field, don't you?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely love it.
So tell me a little bit about, I think we're going to talk a little bit about the passion project that you had. So talk a little bit about that.
So my passion project is the pediatric and cases in our community. So it's like more involving, or to have more like to providing more for our pediatric cases. So we do have pediatric case, so we want to not only the patient to be okay, but the mom and the parent to be all right, like mental wise.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a point of view that I wanna do on my project, and to take care of the parent and also to take care of the patient. So we really want like pediatrician to kind of like more interacting with us on it. So absolutely. Like, I'm a big fan of pediatric. I wanted to mm-hmm. to do it for a long time. So that gave me idea and, what's it say, to, like, push this idea for other people to see the need of the children and our community. So it's for that I absolutely come with this idea. And my teacher love it, and my project manager love it, so we're working on it to see what we can do.
So it sounds like to me that one of the goals of this project is to understand the, and we've talked about this and with even medical professionals before, that there is a physical need. If you're seeing a doctor, you definitely have, like I mentioned with Dr. Pinkbone and my wife's broken arm, I mean, she obviously had a physical need that needed to be taken care of. But with pediatricians especially, I would think there's also an emotional side to this, because usually when you're dealing with not only the children but with the parents, there's a lot of emotions involved. Is that kind of one of the goals of your project, to realize both of those sides?
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about how the project then will look once you get it done, and how it will be kind of presented, so we will see what's going on.
So we kind of want to present it so, like, when their parent and the student go, that they can really, like, put all of the trust on the amazing doctors that we have at Cox Health, and to, like, trust them to do what they have to do. So for them also to have a mind that really focus, to not, like, panicking and stuff like that, to not, like, being scared, to have comfort from somebody in the ear that their children gonna be okay.
That seems like that would be, for parents maybe, even one of the hardest places to go, because, I mean, let's just summarize what you just said. There is a parent that is taking a child, a young child, to a doctor, maybe for the first time, and, I mean, parental instincts are very, very strong, and they are wanting to put that trust in that physician, that nurse, and the entire staff to take care of it. And it sounds like that your project is trying to be a bridge to that trust.
Yes.
I tell you what, that sounds amazing. It really does. I mean, when you hear it put that way, and we've talked about it before, but I'm not sure I've ever heard put that way, that it's really a trust that we're looking to do, and that affection. And I think for even doctors in that position, I mean, that's really great. I'm glad that you have decided to take that strand. And I would ask this question, but you've already answered it several times. Randolph, what are you looking to do when you get out of school?
I want to go take my bachelor's degree before I go to med school, so I can work in the medical side to have a lot of point of view of it.
Yeah.
Which is, I'm choosing nursing for my bachelor's. And after that, I'm going to working for a little bit before med school, so I can become a pediatrician and then get my certification maybe in surgery later.
I just wanted to make sure everyone understood that you were going to become a pediatrician. since you really emphasized that. But you really, and you sounds like you had your mind made up almost before you went into this program. So I guess what I'm taking out of this is this program reinforced your decision to take that path,
yes,
didn't it?
Really. It's give me strength to say, is that one I want to do? I'm not scared to do it,
because yeah,
I know what does it look like. So I, and they make me see all of the true faces of the career. So
well,
excellent. I know what I'm going to.
I probably should have asked this question before, but I think people realize that your family is maybe from not around these parts a little bit. Where are you all from?
We're from Haiti.
You're from Haiti, and how long have you been here?
Oh, I've been here for 2 years.
So you've had some time here and got accustomed to that. Did you move immediately to the Branson area and have been here ever since?
When I first came, I was in Connecticut with my mother's side of family. So after that, I come live with my mom's and Branson and sisters.
Well, we're glad you found your way here. It seems like you've really found a home here, and it's really great. And it's really great to see you really take an interest in this and how that's gone. So I really appreciate that. And say, here's the embarrassing thing, Cassandra and Randolph, for you both, because here's what happens. When we get through talking to you, most people will start clicking off the podcast because they realize the highlights are done. But we still got more people to talk to. So before we bring Christina Rowe in here, and we will, in fact, Christina, why don't you go ahead and take Monica's chair down there, because she was kind enough to give you a spot, because I do want a chance to visit with you. And first off, I don't know, how do you follow this? How do you follow these two students presenting so well? I mean, this is, you got to be happy when you hear this, these presentations, and hear what these students have learned out of the program.
I am very, very proud of all my kiddos, but the two I brought today, I just adore.
Yeah.
And so it's hard to follow up. I'd prefer not to, but I'd like to have them keep the spotlight, but But I am very, very impressed with my students this year.
Well, and we want to really put the spotlight on the program itself. And obviously, Yona, you've been in education for a long time. Talk a little bit about your path to becoming an instructor and part of this program.
Oh, it's a long path. So out of high school, I went in the Air Force. I did a 21-year career there, and so I was in medical. But then I decided I wanted to be a teacher, so I became a math teacher, which mm-hmm. kind of rolled into becoming a family and consumer science teacher. I've been in Branson since 2010 at the junior high and then the high school. And last year, I kind of took both of those careers, that medicine career and the education career, and took on this medical GoCaps program. I absolutely love it. And so, like Monica said, I do live in Stone County. So I married a Stone County boy years ago, and I love Stone County. I love Branson, so it's just a great place to be.
So for this program, as you look at the projects you guys have done this year, I mean, and we've already heard a lot of the highlights from both the Cassandra and Randolph. So tell me a little bit about some of the things that you have seen out of the students this year and just out of the programs that's really been a highlight.
Sure. We have a variety of projects this year. Some of them that I find kind of most interesting on my side is like we said, we do have some students working on this new fire strand and trying to kind of get that up and running. But we have some students that are working like in Cox Hospital. We have students working in Mercy. They are all over the place. And so days like today, they are farmed out to all these different mentors who are really showing them like the side of medicine that you really need to see before you go to college and put, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars in your education to realize that may not be what you want to do. But I love Randolph's project. I know that we've talked before that his project was kind of a goal to really look at that access to care for pediatric patients in Branson, because we don't have a lot of pediatricians down here, smaller town. But we are blessed with a great hospital. And so he has really just dug in and done all kinds of things. I have some students in the afternoon, some of my girls, one from Reed Spring and one from Hollister. And they're working on wait times in the emergency room and how to kind of improve that. And so Cox is really good about letting us come in and just offer a way to give back. And then also a fresh set of eyes, because, you know, sometimes the solution might be right in front of you, and we all know that we just don't see it until you bring somebody else in. And so they do a really good job.
I tell a story. I was a member of the Board of Aldermen in Hollister for years, and there was years ago we were working on an issue, and we kept knocking our brains out trying to figure it out. And one day, a member of the public came in and said, "Why don't you try this?" And we all looked at each other and going, "Duh, that makes all the sense in the world."
Nope, and that's exactly
it. You just never know where that's going to come from. I mean, it really is interesting. The other thing you said, and both Cassandra and Randolph touched on this as well. In fact, I think everybody we've had in from GoCaps has touched on this thing, and that is the cooperation of the community, because GoCaps is a great concept. But if you didn't have a bunch of yeses in the community from all organizations saying, "Hey, yes, come on in and visit with us," it just wouldn't work. And this, every time I see the list of people participating, business-wise, organization-wise, and it's growing, it's just amazing.
It is. It's incredible what the community offers our GoCap students. The mentors and the job shadowing that they allow us to do, it does grow every day. Sometimes it's as simple as one of the kids saying, "Hey, I met so-and-so, you know, at this place, and they said that I could come in and check them out." I know Monday I even took a group of 14 kids up to Springfield to check out aesthetic nursing, something I had never thought about. But that's a whole side of medicine that was completely out of my field of range. But our mentors, they are amazing, and I think that the community understands that these students, they are interviewed for our program. And then we put them through, that's probably the best way to put it, we put them through 6 weeks of professionalism boot camp. Mm-hmm. And so we teach them how to, you know, operate outside of the classroom, which I know it's not job shadowing. So for my medicine kids, it's not the most exciting part of the year. But when they look back, a lot of them say that like that's the piece that gave them that upper edge on somebody, whether it's a college interview or a job later, or just knowing how to to work in the real world.
Well, I can tell you from the students that we've had here, not only on the podcast, but also the students that have been here as part of the program, that that training has paid off because they are sometimes even ultra prepared for their visits. And it's really great to see, and it's really great to interact with them. And it's just, it's been a lot of fun. And you might, for our listeners, before we wrap up, explain for next year when GoCaps gets going. You already mentioned the fire strand. I know there's other strands being developed, but there is a process that will happen that will basically introduce the students to GoCaps. When does that take place? The orientation and the...
Okay, yeah. Sure. So we do a day in the life. We just had ours at Mercy a couple weeks ago, and so we invite the local upcoming juniors and seniors to sign up for this, and they get to actually experience like 2 hours with us and see what GoCaps is like and see, you know, how our students, they may be kids that they had in class in sixth or seventh grade, and now they see them in a different light where they are teaching them and they are presenting things to them. And so that is incredible. But then we do an orientation with the parents and the students as well, just so that they really know what they're in for. Because we do expect, you know, them to dress a certain way and behave a certain way, and just really be open to everything that we're gonna present to them. And then, like I said, the very first month or two of school, we really focus on that professionalism side of things, bringing in different experts and mentors and people from around the area.
Yeah, and it's just the program, again, every time we see a new batch of students, it's just amazing. And I really think the expansion of the strands is really good to see. A lot of interest going into it, and it just makes sense to be able to get that inside information on a potential career or maybe one that you didn't even think about. You know, we've heard about those before that go, hey, I'm going this way. Oh, no, I'm going this way because of some of the things they learned.
It's, yeah, 100%. So that education strand is kind of branching out into what we're considering a human services strand. And so we attended a conference last year in Utah with CAPS teachers from all over the world and kind of figured out, you know, what were some other things that we could present here in Branson. And so we kind of rebranded our name from GoCaps Branson to GoCaps Tri-Lakes for this area. And we do have students from Reed Spring and Hollister and Branson. And then that new human services strand will include law enforcement, fire, and then education. So
and again, there's a website they can get more information.
There is, yeah. But I sure can't remember what it is.
I bet you maybe they go to the Branson School website, they can find it.
Yes, I think if you search for GoCaps, you'd be able to.
All right. So I'm going to go around, and then we'll kind of circle back to Monia, but I'm going to start with you, and then I want Cassandra and Randolph to answer this question too. Christina, someone's looking about maybe getting into GoCaps. What would you ask them, you know, if they're thinking, hey, maybe this is something for me, what would you want them to maybe look at to really consider that as an option?
So if someone's interested in looking at that GoCaps program, their school counselor is probably their number one resource. They're very informative, and they really understand our program. They can always reach out to the instructors as well, and the schools have our numbers. There are banners in the schools. And then also just our GoCaps students throughout the community, they almost always have their name tags on. They're dressed a little nicer than when they go to a regular classroom. And so they're a really good resource.
All right. So let's go to the testimonial side of this. Cassandra, you're first. If someone came up with you, a student, and said, hey, I'm interested in GoCaps, do you think I ought to look at it? What would you tell them?
I would definitely tell them to join. It is a really good opportunity to kind of get a step ahead of everybody that is just taking classes at school, which is good. You need that. And I know I'm taking online classes. That way I can be able to fit GoCaps into my schedule. But I would say find a way, even if you think that you need to take classes online, find a way to do it. It is a huge help getting to learn all those basic skills for talking to somebody or for making your resume or even just how to have a proper handshake with somebody. Yeah. And then it's a really great opportunity to get to learn a lot of skills and really figure out what you want to do.
All right. Randolph, student comes up to you and says, hey, I think I'm looking at a GoCaps and I know you're in it. What would you tell them about how to consider it?
I think I will really encourage them to do it because it's an amazing program. And it helps for professionalism, it helps for our community to live in a teamwork with your partners and stuff like that. So I will definitely encourage them that to they talk to their counselor and then to sign up for GoCaps.
All right. Monica, why don't you go ahead and grab Randolph's mic there.
Okay.
And again, I don't even know. I'm beginning to wonder why we even participate in this podcast.
Know.
We just should turn the mics on, let them go.
Yeah.
Because they're so good.
That was so great, you guys. Great work today. Thank you so much for being here and with what you do. It's amazing. So.
Anything we need to talk about coalition-wise before we wrap up?
If I could just share three quick things.
Sure.
First of all, big shout-out to Kim Eiler. She's one of our volunteers. She's running the coalition booth that is happening right now. There's a senior health fair, resource fair, at Kimberling Area Library, 10 to 5 today. So Kim Eiler's. And then you met one of these College of the Ozark nursing students, Annie, who she's also there as a coalition member and volunteering and running the booth. So that's happening right now. I just want to recognize them. And then the second thing, on April 27th at the Port of Kimberling, it's kind of neat. So we have the four different priorities for the coalition right now. We have suicide prevention. We have substance use and misuse prevention. We have poverty, where we're really trying to look at food security, and then also heart health.
And this was off the needs assessment, right?
That this was off the needs assessment. Right. Great memory. And so it's based on that. And basically, three of the four groups are coming together to have an event. Brook Wellness Center has had a recovery walk for, I think, 2 or 3 years now.
Yeah.
And they're allowing the Heart Healthy group to join. And they're also allowing the substance use and misuse team to do the drug take back. So big out to Marietta, Tammy, Rosie, and then Chief Lemoyne for making the drug take back happen, because we can't do it without law enforcement. They have to register with the DEA. So pretty exciting that they're, so I need to get, I'm the chair of the suicide team. So I'm thinking if I could get some 988 suicide prevention or the call, we could count it as all four really
there
being there. So pretty amazing. But if you are interested in joining the coalition, we love anybody and everybody who has a passion for health or the community in general. We meet the third Thursday of every month at 9 a.m. in Branson West at the Southern Stone County Fire Protection District office. It's a mouthful.
That's right. But you do meet once a month.
Once a month, yes. And we would love to have you anytime, Scott. You're also one of our best partners. He's a behind-the-scenes partner, and he's working, so he can't come to the meeting either. But he's
one of these
of our
days
best.
We're going to get it figured out.
I'm going to drag him there.
Maybe
we'll just do our radio podcast there, and you can interview the coalition members and see what
they
think we're doing. That'd be interesting.
Yes, I know. Hopefully, we're not added too much out of that one. So we're doing great.
Yeah. But thank you for this platform, and thank you for really highlighting these students. And I'm really excited that Reed Spring is in the, I don't know if you have students in the AM class and PM class, but it sounds like for sure PM. But that's amazing, because I know they're off of school on Mondays, and for them to go to school on Mondays is a lot. So I'm just so glad that they're involved. And of course, I love Branson and Hollister too. I'm not showing favorites.
It's just good to highlight a program that's really catching on.
Absolutely.
It really is.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Monica, we've done two of these in 2 weeks now.
I know. I'll see you next week.
We'll
I'm just kidding. No. And special thanks to Josh's and Titanic for the Oreos Cassandra, for my special treasures for them, their little presents.
We recorded this on March the 6th, which was the National Oreo Day. And so if you know any of the people on this podcast today, and you're listening to it a week later, you can ask them, where is my Oreo? And they'll go, well, it was good. It tasted good.
You had to go see Josh or Josh and the gal from the Titanic.
Hey, Monica, always a pleasure. We'll
always
do it again next month. And Cassandra Randolph, thank you for being with us. Christina, good seeing you again. And tell you what, it's great to see this program going off, and we're going to be highlighting it over the next two podcasts as well here on our At Your Service podcast, which is part of the Branson Podcast Network. And this Branson Podcast Network, by the way, besides At Your Service, which highlights the Stone County Community Health Coalition and the Missouri Department of Conservation, We have a lot of other podcasts that are up and running. New episodes are being posted. It's like the spring has sprung, the new podcast episodes, and we have them up right now. You can check it out on the podcast network, the Branson Podcast Network. I'm Scott McCauley. We'll talk to you next time on the At Your Service podcast.